glad you're here. We're glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Hi, listening friend. Welcome to the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. It's May 5th, 2014. Bob, I don't know. I think we're both going to be hoarse even before we start this broadcast. We've been talking for a long, long time, recounting some of the unique ways that God was at work during the National Day of Prayer that was celebrated just this past Thursday. And I think outside of Jason Schiffo, you and I have about the same kindred spirits. I mean, I think we could talk for about four more hours, and we're both going hoarse already. And I'm going to ask you to also sing a song sometime during this broadcast. But thank you, Bob. Bob Bridgewater is in the studio with me for today, the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. He was the coordinator of the National Day of Prayer, the local Champaign County Task Force, but I know he wore many, many hats and worked behind the scenes tirelessly. Thank you, God, in one sense, that you're in transition between employment and different callings on your life, so you were able to literally pour in dozens, and I guess you could maybe even say hundreds of hours, many, many hours, to coordinate, to facilitate, to assist people, to get the word out, and it was a great event. So I think today, the preponderance of the program, we're going to just talk about some of the God sightings, some of the ways you saw him answer prayer, some of the things we've been talking about as you advance kingdom purposes. When you bring in glory to God, there's always obstacles, frustrations, things that can thwart or derail your work. And so we want to have people on board. So when maybe a prayer summit comes through, maybe in the summer, or even prepare them now for next year, because prayer should be an integral part of everyone, every believer life, and even maybe for the unbeliever that's tuned in today, to begin that relationship with God begins with recognizing or at least entertaining the idea that he's there, and then to realize that he hears us. Maybe they can start saying, God, I don't know if you're there, but I want to begin a dialogue with you. And I think these people, maybe these skeptics, if they challenge God, if you're really there, can you reveal yourself? And then God would honor that in some unique ways. But we're going to talk about the National Day of Prayer today. And let me say publicly, Bob, I think you were awesome. But I say that in a sense that you were awesome because you allowed God to work in and through you. Yes. I thought you did a great job at hosting the event. I know all the behind-the-scenes work that you did, how thorough and professional and how honoring you were to others. I loved the fact that you put Christ first and center. I appreciate that when you were sharing and conveying all this, that you gave all the credit and the glory to the Lord, and yet you honored all the people that God used to help provide all the underworkings, the behind-the-scenes work that assisted you. And I thought the event was very great. I know all the people that came out, 300-plus that crowded that room, enjoyed it, from the singing men to how you put the program together. It went a little long, but I think there was so much to accomplish. And it wasn't like one of these, when's this going to end? I think with all the different speakers, all the different participants, it flowed. They were interesting. They were passionate about the prayer. So that's kind of how I viewed it, but I know God allowed a lot of different things to happen, and I have the program in front of me, and I mean, it is packed. So we had you on a few weeks ago to talk about the National Day of Prayer and a little of your testimony, but now in hindsight, now that you've seen the event, it's kind of post-National Day of Prayer gathering, what are some of your reflections or some of the ways that you're saying, thank you, God, thank you, God, thank you, God. Wow, God, I would have never believed this and that and such. And so maybe even a little recap of some of the things that went on. And then at some point, save your voice, because when you closed out the program last Thursday night with that song, is it called The Anchor Holds?
The Anchor Holds, that's the name. Yes.
That was just an added plus. Not only do you have a great voice, and the singing men are trying to recruit you to join us, but what a fitting way to say, really, the Lord is the anchor of this whole gathering and the anchor of our lives. And so we're going to maybe share that with our radio listeners in just a few minutes. So thanks for driving out, being here at the home studio. And have you gotten any rest since the big event?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Rest has been sweet, right?
Friday morning, I had to have my son to work at 6 o'clock, so we were up bright and shining at 5. But, you know, we stand in awe. Mm-hmm. We stand in awe to see what God did last Thursday evening after a 7-year gap, you know, of the National Day of Prayer being observed from a countywide perspective, as it once was here in Champaign County. You know, there was a lot to say after that 7-year gap. There was a lot lot to say that evening. And the observance on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C. went for 3 hours, and I believe ours went for 2 hours and 45 minutes. Mm-hmm. But the Lord had his way. The Holy Spirit moved, and that was so important to us.
What did you learn as you were preparing for it, and then what was the satisfaction that you received as you saw God fitting things together?
Anytime you're doing anything for the Lord, the enemy's going to be there to challenge you, and I experienced that prior to the program. Then you have the victory, and then you come by that a little bit afterwards as well. But for the lack of better words, the cherry on top of the sundae was, as we know of right now, three people came to the Lord and dedicated their lives to Jesus Christ that night. And that was, like I said, that was more than we could even hope or ask for, because that typically is not included in the program, in the order of the service for the National Day of Prayer. But what was said, what the Holy Spirit moved, the anointing of the Holy Spirit, that was the result, and that made it worth it all.
And I know you didn't close out with like an altar call, you closed out with a song, but you did mention to people if they had prayer needs or wanted to be prayed for to stand up, and maybe people would surround them. But a few people came forward, and I think somebody else communicated their commitment to Christ as a result of that evening.
Yes. You know, as it says in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, in talking about there to believers, those who are serving the Lord, would just learn that we can't carry any of this life on our own, that we will learn to call out for help. And here we had those in the audience that were not necessarily serving the Lord at that time, did not know who Jesus was and is in our lives, and that was able to overflow over to them. And they knew that regardless of what they have done in their past, that Jesus Christ died on that cross for them, and that made it all worth it. It was a tremendous blessing.
Yeah, it was a fantastic evening. Now, I'm thinking to myself, kindred spirits, and I think so many of the parallels that I see you walking through remind me of my early days with the Urbana Conference, pulling together something for the Lord, and then seeing him work through that through all the relationships. And that's how the radio ministry kind of got launched. Yes. Was shortly after Urbana 93, because of the volunteers, the contacts I made with pastors. And I see a lot of things that you're doing. In fact, I wish I had a salary and I'd offer you a position, because I see a lot of gifts and how thorough you are and your passion for the Lord and your desire for unity. And so I'm thinking there's a lot of things we can talk about, but looking at the clock, and I know we'll get going, and I want to get your song in early, and maybe while your voice is still somewhat fresh, you closed out the program with a special treat for us all, and I know one of my friends said that made the whole evening for. Tell me about this song, or the significance of it, and if you're ready, we'll just have you stand up. I have the background music, and we're going to maybe have you sing that live for our listeners, but tell us a little about the song. It's called The Anchor Holds.
The Anchor Holds. You know, no matter what we're going through in life. Life is rough. Life can be tough. No matter, just because we have given our lives to Jesus doesn't mean it's going to be rosy forever after. We're going to go through challenges, and the more we get closer to, we become closer to the Lord. The enemy's going to be there to challenge us, and this song talks about as long as we have our anchor in Jesus, as long as we place that anchor there, that no storm of life that comes against us will prosper. You know, the enemy tries to challenge us and mess us up in our lives, but no matter what we've done, no matter what sins we have committed, that was the reason for the cross.
All right, get settled. We're going to have Bob Bridgewater here in the studios of Great News Radio with his Anchor Holds debut. He sang this to close out the National Day of Prayer gathering this past Thursday night at the Vineyard Church in Urbana. And that ended the program, and many were standing up being prayed for, and we kind of just dismissed at our own timing. Some of us sat reflecting on the evening and closed out thinking about just the ways God would answer the prayers that were spoken of, and it was just a wonderful, glorious evening. So, Bob, the anchor holds. Here's some background music for you, and I think you're going to be really blessed. This is Bob Bridgewater in the studios here at Great News Radio during Mark and Friends.
Praise the Lord. I have journeyed through the long long dark night out on the open sea. By faith alone, sight unknown, and yet his eyes were watching me. The anchor holds, though the ship is battered, the anchor holds, though the sails are torn. I have fallen on my knees as I face the raging seas. The anchor holds in spite of the storm. I've had visions and I've had dreams. I've even held them in my hands. But I never knew that they could slip right through like they were only grains of sand. The anchor holds, though the ship is battered. The anchor holds, though the sails are torn. As I faced the raging seas, the anchor holds in spite of the storm. I once was young, but I am older now. And oh, the beauty these eyes have seen. But it was in the night, through the storms of my life. Oh, that's where God proved his love for me. The anchor holds, though the ship is battered. The anchor holds, though the sails are torn. As I faced the raging seas, the anchor holds in spite of the storm. I have fallen faced the raging seas, the anchor holds in spite of the storm.
And all of God's people said, come on, Great News Radio listeners. Are the hairs on your arms standing up? Hey, I'm thinking tonight's Monday. It'll be Monday night tonight with the Singing Men rehearsal. I might have to just recruit you to come on in and sing that for the guys again or join us. I know I'm trying to get you recruited. That was Bob Bridgewater. He's the coordinator of the National Day of Prayer for Champaign County. And this past Thursday night, we hosted that event at the Vineyard Church in Urbana. And Bob, thank you so much for that song, for your heart to sing. We probably should do a shout out for Jerry. Did she take you through music lessons? Where'd you get this gift?
Straight from the Lord. Mom and I used to sing together years ago in church, but Mom is my prayer warrior. She's my encourager. She's lived with me since 1992. And she's been my support.
You know, I was almost thinking when we talked about having you coming out for the Monday edition of Mark and Friends, I was thinking, we should bring Jerry along, your mom, because I'm sure she has a testimony and can share. But she was working a lot behind the scenes, helping you in a variety of ways, right?
Oh, yes. She's my envelope stuffer and envelope licker. She and the one that keeps gives me the fuel, the fire to keep going, you know. So.
And rumor has it, I think a little birdie told me, she's single and eligible. Is that true? I don't know if she's tuned in this morning, so I don't want to say anything that's maybe not appropriate, but I think she's a very capable, a lovely woman of God that's available. Is this true?
That is very much true. Yes, it is.
Is there a phone number for these wonderful godly men to call to get in touch with you if they need to know more or maybe a resume sent in or something?
Yeah. As I shared with the audience Thursday evening, one of the requirements is, you know, that she wants to marry a senior pastor so that her son can be the associate pastor.
Yeah. Well, you saw God at work in so many different ways, and I appreciate how you honored the various people, including the Singing Men of GNN. I think I mentioned last week you came on Monday night, and you came to encourage the Singing Men of GNN, but left encouraged.
Yes.
And thank you, God, that the expenses were raised up. So maybe some of the highlights are the ways God answered.
Yes, amen. You know, our expenses, you know, we had so much donated, you know, with the Vineyard Church offering the venue and their staff to us, but our total expenses came to $834.59, and we actually, with every time all was said and done, we actually received an offering of $1,000 even. So that gives us $165.41 to continue on, and that's our big push right now.
Hey, Bob, wait. Let me just give you the 86 cents or something. Let's just round those numbers off so we don't have... Hey, I'm going to fill it in just so it's an even amount, so, you know, you just need 100 or 200 or something. But, yeah, so God really answered that because you were working with literally no budget.
That's correct.
Kind of doing this from home, and yet you got a real passion for the future. You want to build towards the future. You mentioned this has kind of been on a hiatus, sadly so, because I know some of the original organizers just felt like, wow, how did we allow this to go 6 or 7 years without, you know, meeting again? But you're hoping for something this summer, and then again next year the word will get out soon enough so everyone can plan on being a part of it.
That's correct. Our immediate goal, in fact, within 30 days, is to get a letter out to every pastor of every church in Champaign County to seek a prayer warrior in every church so that we can begin to build a pipeline from the Champaign County National Day of Prayer Task Force to that church, to someone that the pastor trusts, that they can begin to, you know, we can communicate with one another, we can meet once a month, so that over the next 12 months, we'll be able to scatter throughout Champaign County, meet once a month in different communities so we can have a meal together, be able to pray together, and then build up toward the next year's event on the National Day of Prayer, which will be May the 7th of 2015. But also this coming summer, the National Office will be launching the bus tour number 2, and that'll go from the East Coast to the West Coast back to the East Coast. And last year they came by way of I-74 and I-57 all the way to the event in Chicago. We're hoping we can possibly get them to stop stop over for a few minutes to pray with them. And then also for the Hollywood Summit, which will be coming up October the 1st through the 5th in Hollywood, where those attending will be able to go behind the scenes and pray with the movie producers and the actors and actresses and have some type of an influence on them to be able to pray with them.
And so if people continue to listen to Great News Radio, we'll have you on, or we'll announce if there's a special gathering, whether it's the summer or in the fall. But for the listener that participated last Thursday that has a real heart for prayer and might want to know more about this task force or being a representative of their church, should we wait till the pastor initiates, or might somebody say, gosh, let me talk to the pastor. I want to be the coordinator at our church. Should they get in touch with you, or should we wait for that?
Yes, that would be awesome. In fact, already Pastor Jason Shifro from Muhammad, he wants to represent Muhammad as a coordinator there. But yes, if you have a burden, if you have that passion for prayer, please go to your pastor and obtain that permission from him to represent your church. And then please give me a phone call at the Urbana Task Force office at 217-480-6671. Again, that's 217-480-6671, and we'll begin our journey together.
So if you have a passion for prayer, and come on, Christian, all of us should have a passion for prayer. That's when we're talking to Almighty God. We're interceding for others. We're talking to the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, the one that created us, that knows what is best for us. If you want to be a part of an upcoming task force, or you want to be instrumental in maybe working behind the scenes for next year's National Day of Prayer, Bob Bridgewater is the local coordinator. He has a passion for the Lord, a passion for this to be used of God to unify the churches, to unify the body of Christ, and to bring honor to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, to Jesus Christ, then give Bob a call and you can start laying the groundwork. I want to make sure my pastor's on that list, or I want to talk to my pastor about being a part of this in the future. I got some ideas. I was there on Thursday night and I love the whole program. I know somebody that could give a testimony, or different ways that you can get involved. Give Bob a call, and the phone number again is what, Bob?
Area code 217-480-6671. Again, that's 217-480-6671. And together, let's make Champaign County a leader in the state of Illinois that held 126 events this year and only 12 events in 2013.
Well, Bob, I think I'm going to be your agent. I'm going to take you on the road to sing The Anchor Holds in the days ahead. We can maybe make those CDs available through Great News Radio. No, I appreciate your voice. Hopefully you can be a part of the singing men of GNN. And who knows, maybe God will orchestrate some kind of further involvement with this radio ministry. So be praying up Bob Bridgewater and next year's National Day of Prayer. And we'll keep you informed as more details come in on how there might be other prayer events in our area.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.